Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are doing well wherever you are tonight. Hope you guys are encouraged. Tonight I'm talking about the four L's of life. I just want you to just keep it forward. Stay here with me. When I come right back, we can come back with the word for the hour. And I look forward to talking with you guys. I'm playing my cousin Eureka A. Wright.
Save them, change their name, and give them praise.
that's what he reigns. We serve a God who reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. So this is what happened with guys. If you guys would follow along, we've been talking about, how I try to do a recap. In October, we talked about the power to delete. We talked about living with purpose last week. Living with purpose. We talked about change doesn't happen by osmosis. I'm talking about being willing to change in order to grow, in order to become. And tonight, I'm talking about the four L's of life. And I know you might be wondering, what are you talking about, the four L's of life, right? But how many of you guys know sometimes you have those times, Jennifer, sometimes we have those times, right, where we might be a little tired. I could have taken a break. I could, was going to sell it, but I felt God was like, no, come on, go on. This is just something just to encourage you on your walk, because sometimes we need that encouragement just to encourage ourselves in the Lord. I also talked about last month staying committed to God in the midst of change. What's going on, Kevin? What's going on, Eugene? So tonight, the four L's that you can apply and live by in your life. And I hope and I pray that this message will touch you. I pray that you will be encouraged in your walk. Please pray for me during this time, okay? I'm honored and humbled that you guys decided to come out tonight for this Bible study, for this time together on the Heart Love Radio Show, Fire Heart Ministries. It is a part of Fire Heart Ministries, and I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight from 9 to 10. You know how we do every Tuesday. If you have something to say, feel free to say it. Just be respectful. That's all I'm going to ask for you to do. If someone doesn't agree with you, if you don't agree with someone, just be respectful, right? You might not agree with me, but I hope that you will leave with and be encouraged by something that I say or something that one of you guys say as we correspond and respond with each other. I want to say a shout out to my boy Eugene. What's going on, Eugene? Praise God. Kevin, Derek, what's going on, Daisy? What's going on, Eric Carter? I appreciate you guys coming through. So tonight, the four L's. You might be trying to think about, what are the four L's? What am I talking about? I'm talking about tonight, live. The first L I'm going to talk about is live. And one of the things I think that sometimes we don't really, really embrace that whole thing about living. My first one, the four L's of life. And these are things that I also apply to my life. So I'm not telling you something that I'm not working to do or that God's not doing in my life. He's working. I'm not perfect, but I'm just striving to be the person God's called me to be and to do what he's called me to do. And thank you for sharing that, Katrina. So I'm just going to share these things with you. Again, I hope you'll be encouraged. If you come through, cool. If you don't stay, please make sure you share this on your page or come back. Come back and see it later. But I'm just doing this to be really, I'm going to just really be obedient to what I feel like God is calling me to do in my life. So I'm planting the seeds. I'm being consistent. I'm being persistent, and I'm being obedient. And my whole goal for myself, I feel like, is to share. So I'm sharing with you guys, and I hope you guys are encouraged tonight. What's going on, April? So I'm talking about living tonight. First point, the four L's of life. First point is live. One of the things about it is that I don't think that's something that that we don't live. Life to our fullest, like we should sometimes, So one of the things that God was placing on my heart tonight was to talk about living. The first of the four L's of life is live. To live. You can call it live. You can say to live. But, how many of you guys are really, really living life to your fullest? How many of you guys are really, really saying, I'm going to strive to do what God has called me to do? I want to do it. I want to see God work in my life. I want to see God move in my life. How many of you guys are really, really doing that? So one thing that God placed in my heart was Psalm 37:4. It says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So sometimes, guys, we don't seem to, I feel like sometimes we don't, necessarily sense in God moving our lives or being happy, because sometimes we don't take that delight in the Lord. And when you take the delight in the Lord, as it says in Psalm 37:4, when you take the delight in the Lord, you take the delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What's going on? Send a shout out to my boy Nelson. What's going on, Nelson? Tonight we're talking about the four L's of life. And the first one is to live. You know, first of all, taking the delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Place God first. Place God first. You know, and is it easy? Is life easy? What's going on, Marcos? Is life easy? Life is not necessarily easy, but guess what? God will bring you through it. But you just have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to learn. You got to be willing to live. Just live. And I think sometimes when you, my opinion is when you place God first in your life, you say, you know, I want to live life to the fullest. I want to be with God, the person God's called me to be. I want to do what God's called me to do. Then you will see God open up doors in your life. What's going on, Brian? Brian's ready. He's like, I got some scriptures tonight. What's going on, Brian? So good to see you on here. But, you know, I hope that's making in some sense to you guys. I think sometimes we have that issue when we don't place God first instead of just being grateful for the things that we do have. Sometimes we look and say the things we don't have. What are some things that we don't have? As opposed to saying, Lord, I'm thankful for what you have blessed me with. It came up on my screen, Brian, but I'm deleting some text messages so that I can see what you sent me. All right, I see it. What's going on, Regina? Okay, here it is. So Brian's sharing with us, guys, Psalm 121, verses 7-8. It says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that scripture with us, Brian. Have you guys ever been stuck in that place where sometimes it can be easier to be negative than to be positive. Where it can be easier to look at, I know what I was going to say. Last week we talked about something, right? We talked about, I'm trying to think, who said it, about the cup being half full and the cup being empty and half full, half empty and things like that. And one of the things that I thought about it, and I was like, well, you know what? I forgot who said it. And I think someone said that a pastor had stated that it's best to look at the cup is running over. And then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? The cup runs over, but guess what? In order for the cup to run over, the cup had to have been empty, and it needed to be filled. So sometimes in life, the cup is going to be empty. Sometimes the cup is going to be empty. Sometimes we're going to feel empty. And then God will, in those days, fill us up where our cup is overflowing. You know, but in order for that cup to overflowing, it would need to be filled. But in that meantime, it's how you look at it. Are you looking at it positively or are you looking at it negatively? Exactly how are you looking at what you're going through? Because sometimes that how we do that can also determine how we deal with life. How are we living? It can also affect how we deal with life, you know? So when you think about your perception, are you living? Are you not living? Are you moving forward? Are you not moving forward? What's going on, Derek? You know, am I making any sense? You know, the thing about it is that you know, we're going to experience life. We are going to experience life. We're going to deal with life. And it's going to be positively or negatively. How do we view it? And then how are we going to allow that to consume us or to encourage us? like I was asking people on Facebook at the end of last week, what is fueling you? What is your fuel? What is fueling you to move forward in your life? What's fueling you to do the things that you do? And God was like, just reminded me, live by placing, first of all, placing God first. Live by placing God first. Keep God first. And then the other thing is this. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, right? It says, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Thanks, cuz you got it, cuz. Reggie said, I got it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, the thing about it is this. You might be feeling like, I can't make it. It's too hard for me. It's too rough. Things are just going too crazy, and I don't have a handle on it. A handle on it, a handle of whatever it is that you're dealing with. But I want to encourage you that you, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Now I'm going to look to the King James Version. I love the King James Version. That was the NIV version. The King James Version says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Christ strengthens you. He strengthens us. And when you believe that, you can tap into the power. You can allow God to work in your life when you hold fast and when you allow God to move in your life. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I don't know if you've been in that spot, but I've been in that spot where I felt like there's no way I can get through this. That I have to believe, you know, that God is with me, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because he's going to strengthen me. When I rely on him and I allow him to be number one. You know, what's going on, Chico? What's going on, Brian? Brian says, Brian is sharing scripture, Psalm 19:21, and it says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. Yeah, that's true. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. And you know what happens? What's going on, Sheila? What's going on, Auntie Sheila, in the house? She sang on Sunday, y'all. Thanks for being here, Auntie Sheila. We're talking about the four L's of life. We're talking about the first one, live, or to live. And Brian was sharing Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. And we're going to talk about this part. Yeah, you're a witness, Sheila. You're a witness, Auntie Sheila. Yeah. You know, testify. Testify. What has God done in your life, guys? Testify. How has God kept you when you felt like you could not be kept? And I encourage you guys, you know, to share with those who are coming through, who are reading, who are scrolling through. What's going on, Sonia? Because you might be encouraging them. You don't know what they're going through. You know, we go through things so that we can help other people go through things, and it also strengthens us. Like Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, we're talking about the whole thing. When you share in the scriptures, I want you to think about how does it relate to, like, talking about to live. What is your part? What purpose, what part do you play in the role of you are going to live? First, purpose, like action. You know, you have to encourage yourself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Action, putting your trust in God and putting him first, delighting in him, that's action on your part. And then I shared this, guys, Jeremiah 29:11. And, you know, that's my scripture, and I don't want to mess it up. You know, basically, that's my scripture for this has been my scripture for the year. And I'm standing on it, and this is one of my scriptures I really love. For I know the plans I have for you, saith God, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. You know, and that's verse 11. And then when you go on from there, verse 12, it says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So that whole thing about living, is really, really, for me, is knowing my place in God. Who is God in my life? So when I do go through those things, I'm feeling like there's no way I can get through. I just encourage myself that Lord is saying, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So when you can become lost in who God is in your life, you can place him first, you place him first, and then you can go on to doing like something that Brian was just sharing with us not too long ago. And I'm trying to think, where did it go, Brian? Where did it go? Yeah, Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And when you place God first, even though you might make your plans, you know, when you keep God first, guess what? He will order. But the Lord's purpose in your life will prevail when you keep him first. So to live really is to know who you are in Christ and who is God in your life. Is he number one? Are you delighting in, are you putting your delight in him? Are you trusting him? You know, so that's the way I look at it. That's one way of looking at it. Sonya said this, testimony, I lost everything or thought I lost everything, and God showed me that I have it all with him. I'm grateful. Whew. Sonya, Sonya just read that, and I almost said a little bit of what you were saying right there. God showed you that you have it all with him, and you said, I'm grateful. Thank you for sharing that testimony. Does everyone feel that testimony, Sonya was saying? I'm going to tell you this, Sonya. God kept me when I was on zero with zero. I was on zero with zero. I felt as if I did not, God was just keeping me. And it's amazing. I was talking with someone last week who said, last week or week before last, right? And they said, you know, while I didn't think that I was doing what I was supposed to do, I felt like I was going through so much. And the person said, Nick, listen, while you're going through that, you had your house, you had your car, you got your third master's, you've done all these different things. And I was like, what? I guess it wasn't the worst time, but it was something that I felt was like the worst time. What's going on, y'all? My mom says, good evening, everyone. And Kimberly Mims says, hey, what's going on, Mims? What's going on, girl? How's my boy doing? What's going on, Kelly, Paul, Roxanne? You know, I appreciate you guys coming through. You know, listen to this. I know what it is to go through and feel like you're not living. But when you put God first in your life, that, I feel like that's where I've started to live. And when you can put everything in perspective and you know that regardless of whatever it is that you're going through, God's going to bring you through because he has been with you. He has already brought you through. Man, it's something else. No. It definitely encourages your soul. I don't know about you, but it encourages my soul. It has encouraged my soul. For those who come on, we're talking about the four L's of life. So point one, we're talking about to live. What's going on, Kim? Kimberly says he's doing well. Thanks for asking. All right. What's going on, Montrell? Tell him I say hello, Kim. We've got to catch up. Point number two, the four L's of life, what do you think it is? What do you think the second one is? You live and you what? You live and you love. The second point, love. You know, the Bible talks so much about love. And, you know, love is an action verb. Love is an action verb. And, you know, and one of the things that sticks out to me is in Matthew 22, chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Live, or to live, love, to love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. How many of you guys, let's keep it real, right? How many of us really love the Lord with all our heart? 100%. Of our heart. What about our soul? with all our mind. We say, I love the Lord with all our heart. We can speak it. We can say it like 100%. Then when it comes to your soul, you might love that person that you might be in love with 70%. But the scripture is saying, love the Lord their God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind. And it's kind of hard to love the Lord with all your mind if you're worrying about things, if you're worrying about this, you're worrying about that. You're focusing on everything except, let me just focus on the Lord and what is the Lord telling me to do with my life. Now, listen, keeping this everything in perspective, you can still live and have a great life and love the Lord with 100%. Well, you know, the thing about it that sometimes stands in the way, first of all, let me ask you this question. What do you think stands in our way of us loving the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind? What do you think keeps us from fully loving the Lord like that? What do you guys think really, really keeps us from doing that? What's going on, Julie? Tonight we're talking about the four L's of life. The first point was love. Live. To live. Second point is love. Or to love. What's going on, Kelly Bird? And the question I asked you guys was this. Matthew 22, verse 37 says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. My question for you is this. What do you think keeps us from loving the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind? Hey, Kelly, what do you think keeps us from loving the Lord with 100%? That's my question for you guys. I have 8 people on, but I'm not hearing anyone. I'm not seeing any response to my question. So I'm going to ask you again. You guys are with me, right? The scripture says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. My question for you is, what do you think is keeping us from loving the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind? What do you think is keeping us? You know, so before I say what I'm going to say, I just want to hear what you guys had to say. I just want to get your take on that scripture. And, well, do you think, the reason why I say this, I'm going to tell you this, because sometimes the issue that we have is that we're not loving the Lord 100% with our heart, 100% with our soul, 100% with our mind. And so what happens is that sometimes when we go through things and deal with life, we don't fully commit because we're not loving the Lord 100% with our heart. So our heart is divided. We're divided. You know? Okay, thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly said something. I'm dropping the mic. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly came on and she just said, it can be a lack of understanding of what love truly means. Yeah, that's true. That's so true. Because if you've never experienced love, if you don't know, how are you going to be able to know what love is? And that's a good one, Kelly. It can be a lack of understanding of what love truly means. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes when God says no, or we hear no, we sometimes take that as negatively, right? But that no could be something that really helps to save your life. You know, so God sees things that we don't see. But we have to be willing to trust him. We have to be willing to trust him. You know, I appreciate that and sharing that, Kelly. You know, also, it can be fear. Fear can keep us from loving the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. Sometimes we might fear, you know, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm not hearing from the Lord? And do I jump out there and do this? You know, so we don't fully 100% dedicate ourselves to saying, you know, to the scriptures that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you know, the mind, that mind can be something else, right? So sometimes we have that battle going on. We have those different things. But God says if we love him, love him, love God with everything, and be willing to strive and say, Lord, help me to love you 100% with my what? Heart. 100% with my soul, because that's all your soul, right? And with all your mind. And with all your mind. My auntie Sheila says this. Me, I'm so focused on trying to figure it out. But recently, through some life issues, that scripture came to me. God said, give me your mind. Ooh, I did. Then I asked him, what does that mean? All right. And what did he say? What was his response, Auntie Sheila? Now, I got to tell you this, Auntie Sheila. I thank you for being so transparent. You know, and I have to agree with you. The biggest thing for me was, like, Lord, like, you know, God has placed some things in my heart. Now, my biggest thing was this, or has been this. God's working with me through this. How are you going to do this in my life? How? I want to love you with 100% of my heart, 100% of the soul, 100% of my mind. But how are you going to work in my life? How are you going to do this? So God gives me little bits. I don't know about you guys, but God gives me little bit. He gives me a little bit here, a little bit there, enough to keep me focused and keep me moving. But if he gives me a whole bunch, if he gives me a bigger thing, then I'm going like, whew, well, I can do this, I can do this, I got to 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 do that. And then what happens is that I will lose sight. I'm so focused on doing the mission that I stop focusing on the mission giver. You know, so thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. So the second point tonight about love, the four L's of love, of life, talking about live. First one, love, we're still in love. Matthew 22:38 says this. It says that this is the first and greatest commandment, the one I just read, as far as loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then verse 9:39 says this. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, love God 100%. Then love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Why do you think we have such an issue with loving our neighbor as ourselves? You know, I feel like sometimes our differences, people are afraid of differences. You know, everyone wants to win. Everyone wants to be right as opposed to saying, you know what, I'm going to respect your difference. I'm going to respect your uniqueness. God gave me this song. It's called You're an original. There's no one else quite like you. Even if you have a twin, you might sound alike, you might look alike, but there's no one that's going to be quite like you. So one of the things that God was saying, tell me, listen, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, O'Kelly dropped it. Kelly said, that's hard to do if you don't have love for yourself. That's true. If you don't have love for yourself, it's hard to love your neighbor as yourself, because you're going to treat your neighbor as you, how you feel about yourself. Have you ever noticed that when that's what happens sometimes? What's going on, Maurice? Sometimes people treat people so nasty because that's how they really view themselves. They hate someone else because that's how they really view themselves. Like you said, Kelly, it's hard to do if you don't have love for yourself. How can you love your neighbor as yourself? That's a good point. Kelly says, exactly. That's a good point. You know, 1 John 4:19, and I put this on one of my songs. Original design. Yes, Auntie Sheila. Original design. What's going on, Pastor D. Bernard? You know, 4:19-21, I really love this. Love the scripture, right? It says, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says he hates his brother, he loves God, but yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment have we from him. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read the NIV version. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. And it's not always that easy, is it? What's going on, Pastor? What's going on, Phil? It's not always that easy. Is it that easy? Is it hard? You know, because so many people say, I love God, but yet they hate their brother. You know, I love God, but they don't love their brother and sister. Now, mind you, if you don't like something, you just don't like it. You know, but you still love that person. You still respect that person. You know, so that's a scripture that I think we probably need to speak a little bit more about. We need to remind people about the scripture, 1 John 4:19-21. We love because he first loved us. Sometimes it's like, it's going on. Slim Merch got Slim Merch in the house. We're talking about tonight the four L's of life. First one, live. Second one, love. And then John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also, my mind just went two different places. For God not sent his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. You know, we're talking about the four L's of life. Deb, what's going on, sis? I got my big sis Deborah on. We're talking about the four L's of life. We're talking about first one, live. What's going on, Oscar? Second one, love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He didn't send him to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. You know, we're talking about the four L's of life. Live. Love. What do you think the other L is? It's a two word, but it's still an L, so I did it, okay? The third L tonight is this. Let go. Let go. Let go. Let go. You know, the thing about it in life, you have to learn to live. You have to learn to love. You have a motto. You have to learn to let go. And it goes with the same question. He said, long lasting, Kelly. Long lasting. Okay, that's a good one, Kelly. Long lasting. I was talking about let go. Let go. What's going on, Sister Laundra? But, you know, that let go. And just like Kelly, like you had said before, Kelly, about, you know, what if you don't know how to let go? What happens when we hold on to things and we don't let things go? It drags us down. It's like we're walking and we're living and we have like a 100-pound weight attached to our belt, and we're carrying around all these weights. How do you know you need to let go? If you're struggling, you're trying to let go, and those things are still on you, perhaps you're holding on to those things. Perhaps you need to just let them go. Perhaps you just need to just break the chains. Break the chains. Allow the Lord to break the chains, but let go so that you can live, so that you can love. So I say live first, love, then let go. Part of growing is letting go. And you heard that whole statement about when you let go of things, if you let the person go, a relationship or friendship go, and it comes back to you, then it was meant to be, right? You had to get to that point where you say, you know what, I'm going to let go. You know, what's going on? I got my brother, my big bro, Rudy in the house. What's going on? So I'm talking about let go. My Auntie Sheila says this: the more I get to know God, I wonder if I become more of whom He wants me to be. It should get easier to love my neighbor. It's a process. I love that. Drop the mic, Auntie. It's a process. Even if I have to love them from a distance, what does love look like? You know, people say, you remember that whole thing, that whole statement about what would Jesus do? What does love look like? Sometimes love can be saying, telling someone no. Sometimes love can be saying, you know, my mom's on here. Sometimes I got that beating, right? It didn't last. Or I might have jumped under the bed so she couldn't get me. But, you know, but the whole thing is that sometimes that discipline still can be, what does love when God says no? Sometimes it's those things that are uncomfortable, right? What's going on, Jennifer? You know, what's good, little bro? We're talking about 4 L's of life, big bro. We're talking about 4 L's of life. You know, Auntie Sheila says this: yes, life is too short. Let it go. We don't know the day nor the hour. Imagine sitting in anger or grudges, and He calls us in that moment. You know, it's like a Russian roulette. What's going on, Aunt Rosetta? It's like Russian roulette, right? Russian roulette in the sense that, listen, people are just passing. They're just transitioning. They're just going. But it's something else when you know what God has called you to do and you do it. It's something else when you've done what God has called you to do and you're doing it. Let it go. You know, what's keeping you from living, loving? What's keeping you? Whatever's keeping you, you got to let it go. You got to let it go. You know, and Brian went back to Jeremiah 29:11. Yeah, I just shared that. We just talked about that a little while ago, Brian, Jeremiah 29:11. Yeah. You know, Philippians 3:13-14. You know, what is, my brothers, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward toward those things that are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Sometimes you got to let those things go. You got to press. Sometimes you got to say, you know what, I'm going to speak this. Sometimes, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? Sometimes you have to speak to that situation and say, no, I am going to be victorious in this part of my life. You know, I am going to believe. And that's when you can go back to Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I have for you, toward you, said the Lord. Plans to what? Prosper you. You know, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You have to remind yourself. You have to speak some positive affirmations in your life. So when you're letting go of some things, that thing might be speaking to you, telling you you're not going to make it, you can't make it because you've done this, you've done that. Look at you. And you can say, no, I can make it. The word of the Lord says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Speak the word over your life. Pray the word over your life. If you're going through those things and you're like, how can I let go? I'm trying to get past this thing. Well, do you have a thing that, anything that's happened in your life, you've tried to get past it, and you're trying, but you're having a hard time? Speak the word. Pray, Lord, help me so I can let this thing go. Help me so I can let this thing go so I can do what you called me to do. Like Auntie Sheila was saying, life is too short. Let it go. Let it go. And sometimes letting it go can be letting go of people. Sometimes it can be letting go of situations. Sometimes it can be letting go of expectations. Because sometimes we put expectations on ourselves, right? Let go of those expectations. You know, serve God. You know, like, just like Brian said, Proverbs 19:21. I'm going back to this. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. Sometimes you just have to be willing just to say, I'm just going to let it go. In whichever direction God leads me, I'm going to be flexible. We got to learn to be flexible. And letting go, be flexible. You know, sometimes God's going to say no. God's going to say no. Sometimes the door is going to open and it's going to be a yes. Sometimes it can be not yet. But we have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to accept this. I'm going to accept what you're saying to me in my life. Like we talked tonight's topic, we talk about the four L's of life. Live, love, let go. You know, in Isaiah 43:18, it reads as follows. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Verse 19 says this. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? You know, I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Listen, sometimes letting go, you have to be willing to say, you know what? That was the past. This is where I am right now. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. You know, what keeps us from living, from loving, and not letting go is dwelling on the past. Some of us, we talk about the past so much, we can't even see the future because we're so much on the past. But I got to a point in my life, I've got to this point, and God's been working in my life to say, look, when it's time, when the door closes, the door closes. Whoever's going to be there, when it closes, they're going to be there. If it's a seasonal friendship, it's a seasonal. You know, but being willing to let go what needs to be let go of in the season where it needs to be let go and leave it there. You know, stop thinking about the former things. When we used to do this, I used to do this. What is God saying to you now? God's trying to do a new thing in our lives. And the thing about it is, are we going to be willing to allow him to do that? Are we going to be willing to do that? What's going on, Brian Willis? What's going on, Mason? What's going on, Kay? Q, what's going on, man? You know, and the whole thing really, really, really is a matter of how are we going to live our lives? Are we going to live in fear? Are we going to live in the past and trying to do everything and according to we did this all this time, we did this way we do it? No, we have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Lord, I'm going to follow what you, and do what you're telling me to do right now. I'm going to follow you today. I'm going to be willing, being willing. We talked about that last week about learning to be, right? You know, we have to be willing. We have to be willing. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25-27. Are you guys doing well tonight? I appreciate you guys coming through. And still, some of you guys are still here. Proverbs 4:25-27 says this. Let your eyes look straight ahead, right? Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. It's kind of hard to look straight ahead and keep your gaze fixed before you if you're looking back because you're going to trip. You're not going to go straight. You're not going to be able to follow the Lord if you're looking back. You know, and the thing about it is this. How do we gaze? What are we looking at? Which direction are we going in? So if we want to let go, we want to follow the Lord, we want to let go of some things, and some things that he's let go of, we got to be willing to release it. You know, fix your gaze. What are you focusing on? What are you focusing on? You know, we've got to get to that point where we say, you know what? What am I focused on? Am I focused on my strength? Am I focused on what I can do? Or am I focused on what God is telling me to do? Because some of you guys, God has given us in this season, he's giving us dreams. He's showing us visions of things that he wants us to do. And we have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to step out. I'm going to trust and believe that you are leading and guiding me. The four L's of life,
live, love, let go. Let go. Let go. So you can move forward. You know, 1 Corinthians 9:24 says this. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. How do you get the prize? You have to let go of some things. You got to press forward. You got to stay, listen, the race not given too swift nor too strong, but to the one who endures till the end. I just want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't give up. If you keep your faith in the Lord, I'm going back to the scripture that Brian Smith shared earlier, Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So, if you're willing to let go, and you're willing to keep your view on God, you know, you might have some plans. Yeah, make some plans. Give the Lord something to work with. Exercise your faith. While you're exercising your faith, God sometimes moves things out the way he moves, brings you this way, brings you that way. But you just have to trust in him 100%, right? Trust in him with your heart, with your soul, with your mind. You have to trust in him with everything. And know that he will bring it to pass in your life. He will bring it to pass. And I just want to encourage you that God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. He will keep you. He will keep you. You know, we talk about first point, we talk about live. Second point, we talk about love. Third point, we talk about let go. Fourth point tonight, we're talking about this, learn. What is that saying? A hard head makes a soft behind. Is that saying? Sometimes in life, we've got to be willing to learn. This is not a plug. But what came to mind just now is that, you know, my project called Life's Lessons. And the title cut is Life's Lessons. I'm learning life's lessons. I'll pay attention. You know, listen, we have to pay attention to life's lessons. You know, what is God teaching me through the things I go through? He's teaching us so we can become better. You know, but he also teaches us so that we can be willing to what? Learn. And it also shows how much are we willing to learn? How willing are we to learn? Monty Schiller says this, as you told me Sunday, you overthinking. Stop overthinking and trust God. Even if we fall, he still got us. Drop that mic. No, she didn't say that. Yes, she did. Yeah, I did. I told her, I said, you're overthinking. You got this song. And she did a wonderful job. Monty Schiller did a wonderful job. Stop overthinking and trust God. Yeah, I love that. And that's a lesson that even I'm learning, too, which goes with that whole thing about how. How is God going to work? How is God going to move my life? How are you going to bring this to pass? Lord, you showed me this. You told me this. But am I doing my part? Am I doing my part? Am I really ready? And these are questions we have to ask ourselves. Yeah, God did. He did, Angela. You know, we have to be willing to ask ourselves, are we ready for those things that God called us to do? And I want you to know that this is not like a one-time thing. We have to work on our salvation. You know, we have to make sure that we're following the Lord, make sure we're living, that we're loving, that we're letting go, that we're learning so God can use us. You know, what's that scripture, guys, that says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? The fear of the Lord. What scripture is that? The fear of the Lord. Yeah. Proverbs 9:10. I found it. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want to become wise? Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Have reverence for the Lord. One of my aunts, we talked about that the other day. We've talked about that in the past couple weeks. People don't have reverence for the Lord anymore. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You have reverence for the Lord, reverence for the house of God. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Are we willing to understand? Are we willing to grow in that understanding? Are we willing? One thing we have to do is say, yes, Lord, show me. And God will show you in His Word. He will show you in your life. He will speak to you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. We just have to be willing to live. We have to be willing to love. We have to be willing to let go. We have to be willing to learn. And so it says this, He doesn't call us unless we're ready. He cleans us, trains us. Well, that's good. Good point, Auntie Sheila. He doesn't call us unless we're ready. He cleans us, He trains us. That's a good one. I'm gonna meditate on that one right there, Auntie Sheila. Now Proverbs 14, verses 16 through 18. What's going on, Erica? Proverbs 14, verses 16 through 18, it says this. It says, a wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. You know, a quick-tempered man, goes on, I'm reading verse 17. A quick-tempered man does foolish things, but a crafty man is hated. Verse 18, the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Hey, what's going on, Lion? What's going on, Leone? What's going on, Lion? Lion says, amen. Yeah, Auntie Sheila is on here. Sending you some love. Okay, so guys, now listen to this. I want to be wise. I don't know about you. Fear the Lord and shun evil. You know, I want to be wise. I want to learn. Now, I heard this statement, guys. I want to read it again. Okay, here it is, Auntie Sheila. This is Psalm 4:18. A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. A quick-tempered man does foolish things, and a crafty man is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. You know, and I'm going to ask you this question. What's going on, James Levera? Are you hanging around with simple people? Are you hanging around quick-tempered people? Are you hanging around simple? They inherit folly. Quick-tempered people, the man, does foolish things, doesn't think. You know, we have to be willing to learn. Now, I read this statement, and I don't know who the statement came from, right, or who wrote the statement. It goes like this. Mistakes have the power to turn you into something better than before. Mistakes have the power to turn you into something better than before. That's a statement. What do you guys think about that one? Here's another one. Mistakes are meant for learning, not repeating. Mistakes are meant for learning and not repeating. You know, we have to be willing to learn. We have to be willing to say, you know what, Lord, I want to learn. I want to learn. How do you learn? Learn from reading the Bible. You learn from your relationship with God. And as God leads and guides you, you do what it is that God is telling you to do and lead you to do. You know, Psalm 54, verse 4 says, surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Surely, I don't know if you guys have been there, but I can say, surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. And guess what? When I fall, I get back up. When I fall, I get back up. I know I'm about to cut this off. I know it's time for Greenleaf. You guys are trying to get off of here. But listen to this. I want to say, listen, I appreciate you guys coming through. What's going on? What's going on past the hall? What's going on, Noble? 1 John chapter 9, chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. We're talking about tonight the four L's. The first one was live. Second one, love. Third, let go. Fourth one, learn. And 1 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, it reads as follows. Here we go. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word has no place in our lives. This is 1 John 1, 9 and 10. I'm going to read verse 9 again. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You know, we'd be honest with the Lord about our struggles and what we're dealing with. And this whole thing about living, loving, letting go, and learning, we have to be willing to do that. We have to be willing to do that. You can't get better if you don't acknowledge what it is. You know, if it's lying, if you're struggling with lying, you can't get better if you do not say, hey, call it out. This is why I'm struggling with lying. This is what I'm struggling with. You know, you just got to be willing to do that. What's going on, Trina? I just hope you guys were encouraged tonight. We talk about the four L's of life: live, love, let go, and learn. And when you do that, you get to a point where you say, you know what, Lord? Because we're always learning, right? We never just, in this lifetime, we're learning. We're not perfect. And when we make mistakes, we get back up. But are we going to be the foolish person? Or are we going to be the wise person? Which one are we going to be? You know, which one are we going to be? Montreal, thank you for sharing the video, Montreal. And I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. You know, and I appreciate family. I appreciate you guys coming through. Hey, Trina. Hey. Yeah, my sister London came through. Hey, girl. So many people came through. Kelly, my brother Rudy, my aunts, my mom. I appreciate you guys coming through. My cousin Reginald, you know, brother Lee Major, appreciate you. So I just want to say God bless you guys. I hope you were encouraged tonight. Let me ask you this question. What are some take-homes that you're taking with you tonight? What are some things you're going to take home with you tonight? Personally, I'm going to take home with my auntie. Sheila was telling me when I reminded her, stop overthinking. Stop overthinking. Yeah, Cincinnati in the building. What's going on, Corey? What's going on, bro? And also, I want to say this. Also, can we just keep in prayer let's keep everyone in prayer. There's so many people who are passing, who are almost passing away, and I just pray for those who are going through right now, and I pray that we'll all be encouraged. Get back up again. Amen. That's right, Noble. Get back up again, bro. Hey, Corey, you know, appreciate this encouragement, Brian, too. But I want to say God bless you. Let's keep everyone in prayer. Let's pray for everyone. And let's pray for each other. You know, this has been a day, and I'm grateful, and I praise God for allowing me to get through this time. I want to say I love you guys. Be encouraged. Don't forget the four L's of life: live, love, let go, to learn. Now she got back, Lee Majors, get back up again. Amen. Yeah, we've got to get back up again. When we fall, let's get back up. Kay Pugh in the house, appreciate you. Hunter Rosetta came through, still here. I want to say God bless you guys. Have a great night. I love you guys. Thank you guys for keeping mom in your prayers as well. She's hanging in there. And again, let's continue to pray for each other. I hope this encouraged you. Please let the discussion continue, even after this broadcast has ended. God bless you. Much love to you guys. And have a good evening. I'll see you guys again next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless. Right. This is G-Wright. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. And back right.